In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here, in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jiflings live on their little Jifling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jifling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jifling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today was a terribly fun day on the ship. It was Jifling Sports Day, and everyone was very excited as they pulled on their brightly coloured sports shorts and their Jifling sweatbands.
My favourite game is the egg and spoon race.
Oh yes, that's always very fun to play.
Yeah, and today, the pumpkin has won the egg and spoon race.
My favourite game is the sack race.
And that is a race that today Herr Albert has won.
Well, I still enjoy it, even when I don't win. Yes, Miss Katie, although winning is nice, it's always most important to have fun.
Hey, my favourite game is welly-wanging.
Welly-wanging. Well, that is great fun. It's where you take your Wellington boot and you throw it as far as you can. Once, Albert threw his welly right off the side of the ship.
Oh. And like, my favourite game is lunchtime.
Ha! No one can win that hedge. There are no prizes for the lunch.
Like, tell that to my tummy, man.
Oh, hedge, you are silly. Then, after a morning of playing everyone's favourite games, young pumpkin had a suggestion.
Oh, I think we should play hopscotch next. I like boinging around.
Everyone agreed, except Friedeline, who was clutching a very big clipboard.
Nine. Nobody can win at the boinging around. We do the long jump, and then we will all know the winner is the Jif who jumps the longest. The big Jifling jump-off.
I don't care who wins. I just want to keep having fun.
But we need to afford the Jifling Sports Day trophy at the end of the Jifling Sports Day. Miss Katie, you and the young pumpkin have each won three games.
Ooh.
Hedge has won one game. Ha, lazy Hedge.
Hey.
And Albert and, yeah, Friedlein, we win four games each.
Hey.
Good winning.
I like... forgot all about who was winning.
Yay!
Well, now you know, Hedge. So, let's warm up and prepare to crush the competition.
Friedeline began to stretch, down to her toes and then right up to the sky. She was taking Jifling Sports Day very seriously indeed. But all the other Jifs looked a little bit disappointed. They liked Friedeline very much and it was very nice of her to organise everything. But sometimes, she took things a bit too seriously.
Well, maybe we could just jump for fun, Friedeline, instead of competing. Oh, prepare the measuring stick, Jifs. I am ready to win the jumping.
Oh, well, the long jump competition will have to wait for a moment, because that sound meant that an item that was lost or thrown away on Earth had been caught in the Jifling's net, and now... they had to work all together to heave it in. The object toppled onto deck. It wasn't very heavy, but it was ever so long. A bit like a woolly snake. As usual, the Jiflings all started to guess at what the object could be.
Way, I think that looks like a special fence that I can wrap right around me rhubarb. I think it looks like a giant magical monkey's tail. And I think we should use it to measure who has funsy jumping.
No. Then the hedge stepped forward earnestly, for he knew exactly what the object was. He slowly flummoxed onto the story seat and began to tell the tale of what the object really was.
This is the tug-of-war rope. And my great-great-uncle Fast Eddie told me all about it. Long ago, there were two villages, which were separated by a babbling brook. Nobody in the villages ever spoke to each other, but for as long as everyone could remember, the villagers would meet once a year to have a huge tug of war, where they'd take a big long rope, and each side would pull as hard as they could to see who was the strongest village. Everyone took the competition very seriously. So all year long, everyone lifted weights and went running, and they would eat lots of delicious food, like potatoes and spinach and carrots. So they were all big and strong. Then, one year on Tug of War Day, everyone had gathered by the stream to see once again who was the strongest village. All the adults were stretching and flexing their big muscles, getting ready to win. But all of the children were getting very bored. Then some of the children began to play music. And then the children from the other village started dancing. And soon all the children from both villages were dancing and singing and having fun together. Well, the music was very catchy and it went like babbity bat bat badoo. And soon the grown-ups couldn't help dancing too, moving their feet in time to the beat. And because the song was just so whoa, their feet just couldn't stay still. Soon, everyone was joking and laughing, and both villages realized they actually liked each other rather a lot. So, instead of deciding who was the strongest, they met up every week to have a lovely dinner party, and they would have fun long into the night.
Yay!
And so, they forgot all about the rope, because they enjoyed each other's company more than they enjoyed finding out who was the strongest.
And because the rope was lost, it's ended up here.
Ooh, now us Jifflings will reuse it.
Yes, young pumpkin, for that is always best. But what will you use it for?
Maybe it could be a Jiffling lasso, and I could be a Jiffling cowboy.
I think we could use it to shine our shoes, so they shine like a sapphire. Then, Friedelein shook her head, and she put down her clipboard.
I think we should use it to play the skipping rope. We can all take turns to spin and jump, and nobody needs to lose or win. We just have fun.
Yay!
Yay! Ah, yes, Friedelein. I think the other gifs will really enjoy that. And indeed, the skipping rope really was a hit. Young Pumpkin did some funny tricks, somersaulting over the rope. Albert and Hedge were a bit more cautious, but they did little hops together. And Miss Katie showed Friedelein how to jump on one foot. Everyone had a lovely day, and nobody even mentioned about winning anymore. And soon, it was time to put on their Jiffling pyjamas and snuggle off to bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Oh, good night.
Good night, Albert.
Well, I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you, wherever you are. Hopefully next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye!